7AD and 7VU, it's the best mix, and today a pretty momentous day in history. Today marks 50 years ago that the assassination of President John F. Kennedy took place in Dallas, Texas. And over the years, of course, it's been a pretty momentous event, but also there's been so many speculation and theories that have swirled around over the years as to what actually happened that day. Rick Halperin joins me now. He's the director of Southern Methodist University's Human Rights Program and an assistant professor of history with an expertise in the impact of the assassinations of JFK and some other pretty important figures in history. Rick, there's no doubt that it was a momentous point in history. What sort of impact did it have on the world?
Profound, in one word. I think that not only did American history change with that tragedy, but clearly because it was a president, and a president with a different vision than some of his predecessors, it's fair to say that the events of the 60s, and especially America's role in foreign policy, would have almost assuredly been very different. And it was a paradigm moment for this country, and that we went one way after his death in a route that we probably would not have taken had President Kennedy lived.
It's interesting, too, because you sort of stop and think, particularly with the anniversary today, you think, well, what could have been, what could he have gone on to do if the tragic events of that day hadn't happened?
Well, this is clearly the big what if. If President Kennedy had lived, it's a good bet to assume he would have had a second term. That almost assuredly would not have meant the nightmare that America found itself in Vietnam to that extent. It probably would not have led to a Nixon presidency in 68, which, of course, led to Watergate and a different turn for this country. We went to the right in 68 politically. We pretty much have not come back from that. So had the president lived, his successor almost assuredly would have been different, and the politics of this country would have been very different.
So much speculation, Rick, over the years about what actually transpired and what took place. You know, the grassy knoll, was it Lee Harvey Oswald working alone? Was it something to do with Cuba? And we'll probably never really get to the bottom of it, I don't think, will we?
Well, the Kennedy family has asked that many of the official records be sealed for 75 years from 1963. So it is possible in 25 more years, in 2038, when we may see a lot of the records that we just don't see today, and to learn possibly what we don't know today. It is amazing, 50 years after the killing of a president, that over 80% of people in this country still do not believe the official government version's Warren report that Oswald was the sole killer. It's amazing that there is such doubt in that report in this country today.
Yeah, that is quite remarkable. What do you personally think happened on that fateful day in 1963?
Well, the evidence clearly shows just Oswald. But learning what we have learned since and what this country has done or has tried to cover up, I still think Oswald was the shooter alone. But if I'm fortunate enough to be alive in 25 more years and can see possibly new records emerge, I would not be surprised if it does point to evidence or show incontrovertible evidence that somebody else with Oswald was affiliated with the killing of a president. I certainly wouldn't be surprised given our history in the last 50 years of what we've tried to keep hidden.
And Professor, tell me, how is Dallas, the city itself, planning to commemorate the day? Is there anything happening?
There are thousands of people who have already begun to arrive here. There are to be some speeches. The weather is supposed to be terrible. But there is an official delegation led by the mayor, which will be talking about the city of Dallas and the road it has traveled in 50 years and the stigma that the city still lives with, that it has tried to shed and divorce itself from. But there'll be a lot of speeches looking at where Dallas is today and what it was 50 years ago. It's totally two very, very different cities.
Remarkable to think that it has, in fact, been 50 years. And as you say, it'll be very interesting in the next 25-odd years to see what transpires and whether we actually ever get an official version and an official answer as to what happened. I really appreciate your time this morning and all the best. Take care.
Take care. Thanks so much for the opportunity to chat about it.